Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the heartland today, Illinois, but not Chicago. We are going to the cities that actually build things, Peoria, Rockford, Moline, the 17th District. This is the home of John Deere and Caterpillar. And we are profiling a man who you probably invited into your living room every night for 20 years without even knowing his politics. We are talking about Democrat Eric Sorensen.
The weatherman. I love this background. Eric Sorensen wasn't a lawyer or a mayor. He was the chief meteorologist on TV. For two decades, if you lived in Rockford or the Quad Cities, he was the guy telling you if a tornado was coming. That builds a very specific kind of trust. You don't ask your weatherman if he's a Democrat or a Republican. You just ask if he's right. And he used that science first brand to flip a swing district.
It is a brilliant strategy. He talks about forecasting policy. He says, I used to predict the weather. Now I'm trying to change the climate. But he doesn't do it in a preachy way. He connects it to the farmers. Aisle 17 is massive corn and soybean country. Sorensen goes to the farmers and says, look, the growing seasons are changing. The floods are getting worse. We need crop insurance and sustainable soil practices to survive. He speaks their language because he's been tracking their rainfall for 20 years.
He is also a history maker. He is the first openly gay member of Congress from Illinois. It's a big deal, especially representing a district that isn't deep blue Chicago. It's a purple industrial district. But he proves that if you focus on local issues, like jobs and prices, voters care more about your effectiveness than your identity. And speaking of effectiveness, he made a big move in the 119th Congress. He joined the Armed Services Committee.
This was a huge strategic pivot. He used to be on the Science Committee, which fit his background, but he traded it for Armed Services. Why? Because of the Rock Island Arsenal. It is right in the middle of his district. It is the largest government-owned weapons manufacturing arsenal in the United States. It employs 6,000 people. By getting on that committee, Sorensen basically became the guardian of those jobs. He is now the guy ensuring that the Army keeps buying howitzers and ambulances made in the Quad Cities.
He is also obsessed with biofuels. Being from a corn district, he is a massive supporter of ethanol. He breaks with some of the more extreme environmentalists on this. He argues that we can't just switch to electric everything overnight. He wants sustainable aviation fuel made from Illinois corn. He views it as the bridge to the future. It keeps the farmers in business and lowers carbon emissions. It's a very pragmatic Midwestern take on green energy.
Let's talk about the district geography, because it is weird. It's called polycentric.
It's a chain of islands, basically. You have Rockford in the north, which is aerospace. You have the Quad Cities in the west, which is defense and agriculture. You have Peoria in the middle, which is heavy machinery. And then Bloomington Normal, which is becoming an EV hub with Rivian. Sorensen has to be an expert on planes, tanks, tractors, and electric trucks all at once. It is a heavy lift.
And he does it all with that neighborly vibe. He recently co-sponsored the Farm and Family Relief Act to help farmers dealing with inflation. He is always trying to lower the temperature.
He's still predicting clear skies, even in Washington.
That is Eric Sorensen. That is our profile for Illinois 17th. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.